write a script. After several years of experience in dinner theater, I learned that professionals use a script. Most magicians step on stage with a new trick and open their mouth in hopes that something good will come out. Don't be most magicians. Take the time and effort to write a script for your tricks. I use a 6-step method. Number 1, the idea. Every routine must begin with an idea. It could be something funny you saw or you thought of, or it might simply be a single joke that you want to build upon. The idea. Number 2, the trick. Search the magic catalogs and your box of unused tricks looking for something that will work with your original idea. Number 3, the jokes. This is another search. Look through joke books for one-liners and jokes that will fit the trick and the idea. List a page of jokes that could be used. If you're good at writing comedy, write your own jokes. Number 4, the script. This is the fun part as well as the difficult part. Pick the best jokes and combine them together with the trick to build a routine. Write out every word that will be spoken. Write it as you will say it, not as someone else might say it. The purpose is to write a script that you will use. Try it out. Read it over and over and make changes until it fits your personality and your timing. The script is a tool to give you the ability to be comfortable with your audience. Many people avoid this area because they claim they couldn't memorize it. Bull. That's just plain lazy. It will be much easier for you to memorize something that you wrote yourself. In addition, if you work from a memorized script, you'll be able to stray and watch the audience for opportunities for funny ad-libs. Number 5, the test audiences. When you are comfortable with the routine, try it out on your audience. Review the results from your opinion, and most importantly, ask opinions of others. Glenn Strange, a very funny professional entertainer, suggests you tape record your performances and listen to your words as well as the audience responses to see what works best. And finally, number 6, the rewrite. Make changes for the best and you have a finished routine. Ta-da! Of course, with time, you will continue to rewrite. Even routines that I have written 20 years ago, I am still able to improve. I hope you will take the road of the professional and write a script.